This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E as well. You can also jump over to our Sons of Liberty YouTube page. Much information over there, giving you the answer if you desire the answer, because of the American people, when you understand the Constitution, you'll understand that you're the strength of the Constitution. You must enforce the laws against the crimes. We bring about the resolve, magnifying the law against the crime. Again, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time, we're going to hold off on that just for the time being, friends, because we are broadcasting live out of Marshfield, Wisconsin, because of the 2019 Ministry Exposé and Conference, which is tonight and tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. tonight. They're expecting thousands of people to be here. So if you're in the five-state area, please do go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the 2019 Ministry Expo and Conference, which, again, is starting tonight and tomorrow as well. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It is just truly that simple. Now, friends, I just want to have kind of a one-on-one today. If I get into the preach mode, we'll go with the preach mode. But the bottom line here is, friends, I just want to kind of reiterate some of the things that we've talked about in the past, what our forefathers laid out for us, and where our forefathers taught us where to draw the line, and how we as Americans are to learn the lessons from our forefathers. You know, how many times on this show, on this program, have I quoted Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson or John Adams when Benjamin Franklin namely said, rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. You know, many misconstrue through biblical illiteracy today, Romans 13, not realizing that God is the one that's ordained the power to the magistrates through the people. And we can find that in the Declaration of Independence, which we'll come upon in just a couple minutes here. But again, with that understood, friends, if we would just simply go back to Romans 12, 21, you can see that it's the church's job and duty and obligation out of the one that they declare their love for, who died on Calvary for the sins as the propitiation of the sins of the world through his blood by the Father. You know what? If we came to terms with what he had said to do and what we're called to do, we would have no issues as to obeying the commandments of the Lord. And how did our forefathers lay it out for us? Now, how many times I've had to in the past reiterate that we, the people in this country, again, are the government. I need to say that again. How many times I have to reiterate the point that we, the people in this country, are the government. Again, The preamble to the U.S. Constitution starts off acknowledging we the people. We the people are the government. And those who are to serve we the people, going to the Declaration of Independence, derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, and that they do, in fact, work for you, again, Americans, not you for them. Now, with that said, I have a question for you. Are you not sick and tired of being sick and tired of the circus of politics? Are you not sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning the lies coming from your favorite politicians? Are you not sick and tired of being trampled upon, and instead of those that serve we the people in this country and ensuring our rights are there to strip them away? Because that's exactly what's happening today. Are you not sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning the scandals, again, the lies, and watch as justice is left undone and crime runs rampant? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired, America, how justice applies to we the people under those that call themselves the demigods? It's interesting how we the people fall to justice, and rightly so, but those that serve we the people through their scandals and their lies and their trickery and their partaking in the circus of politics, justice is always left undone. And if that's not the truth, then what of Hillary Clinton? If that's not true, then what of Barack Hussein Obama? If that's not true, then let me ask you, why do we have a Nancy Pelosi? Why do we have a Kamala Harris? Why do we have a Dianne Feinstein? Friends, why did we have a Jerry Brown? Why did we have so many others? Why do we have Muslims serving in a capacity when we all the well know they're not there to serve we the people, but they're there to subvert the Constitution, which is illegal in so many different fronts? Why are they there in the first place? And why is it that they get away with crime, friends, when we, the American people, are subject to the law concerning the consequence of breaking the law by the very people that are violating the law on a daily basis? I'll tell you why. It's because the people tolerate it. They add strength to tyranny by allowing these things to take place. Those that serve with the people, they're not above the law. They're to uphold the law. And again, if the American people loved the sacrifice so much in the natural concerning our veterans that fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution with their lives and their blood, sealing the covenant of freedom here in America through their blood, we wouldn't tolerate them to trample or desecrate their memory in any sense of the word. But look at the American people today. They have now accepted that which they are to condemn. What? Our military, they go out broad concerning unconstitutional wars and trampling foreign governments because your government said so, so they can make millions and billions and perhaps trillions of dollars on the behalf of the military-industrial complex. But yet when they do it here in America, somehow it's acceptable by you, the people, to just go ahead and sit back and allow them to commit crimes against we, the people, that our forefathers fought bleeding, dying to eradicate through third world dictators? Come on, America, let's call it for what it is. And the bottom line is we are in the position that we're in today, friends, because of what Americans call tolerance. You've been good subjects, and you've been good subjects through unconstitutional policy. You've been good subjects through unconstitutional legislation. You've been good subjects to the Hillary Clintons and the Billy Bob Clintons of the world and the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world and the Donald Trumps of the world, friends, and the George Bushes of the world, that most people in this country don't even know why their freedoms are gone. Well, this is what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes. Learning the lesson where our forefathers drew the line. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Marshfield, Wisconsin. Tonight at 6:30, we are going to be starting the 2019 Ministry Expo. And friends, I want to tell you, these are not ministries that are hearers of the word only, deceiving themselves. These are doers of the word. And the fact of the matter is there is a lineup, and I would go so far as to say that we are dealing with a black robe regiment in the modern day. That's what we're going to be preaching amongst. We have several preachers in the lineup today and tomorrow, starting at 6:30 tonight. Again, it's the 2019 Ministry Exposé and Conference. And friends, again, it is not a typical conference. Let me tell you that. And how do I know that? Because I'm here. And hopefully the other preachers are going to deliver as well. They're expecting thousands of people. So if you are in the five-state area, please come to Marshfield, Wisconsin tonight again, starting at 6:30. Now, what we're talking about, friends, is we are talking about the lessons that our forefathers taught us and where it was and where it is that they drew the line. And we can find all of this in the Declaration of Independence. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that many people, when you give a message the way that I'm going to give you and what I'm going to give you in just a couple minutes, they'll equate my message to that of, well, Moses or Aaron or perhaps Joshua or Caleb. Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, when you go to Numbers 14, the Bible tells us, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. Now, keep in mind, the people were in bondage for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. They were delivered through the blood of the Paschal Lamb. Okay? The first thing that the Lord did when he delivered them from Egypt and then brought upon the heads of Pharaoh and his servants and the people of Egypt public judgments over and over and over and over and over again to show the divinity of his hand on their behalf by bringing judgments upon the heads of the wicked. Well, after that happened, friends, it's interesting to note that the Lord immediately brought them to Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. He chained them to the commandments. And in the process of that, they were delivered. And in the delivery, again, they seen miracles, they seen signs, and they seen wonders over and over again. They seen, in other words, the faithfulness of God every minute of their lives. Well, that wasn't good enough with the children of Israel. And let me tell you, bringing it to the present, it's not good enough for the American people neither. Because listen to the outcome here. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, the leaders. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt? Wait a second. That would be blasphemy. God just delivered them from Egypt, again, through signs and wonders and bringing public judgments upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9. And yet now they're crying and saying, what, would God have us die in the wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land, America, to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and listen to what they said, friends, because there's many of them today, and the conservative movement and those that profess to be Christians. They said one to another, after they were delivered, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. I know several of them, as a matter of fact. They're the worst of men. And they think that they're doing God a service. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, they tore their clothes. The Bible says they rent their clothes, King James Version. And they spake unto the company of the children of Israel. They said to the people that were delivered by the hand of God, listen to me, America, the land which we passed through it to search it, it's an exceeding good land. America, we're in it today. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. The best of everything is what milk and honey is, friends. And then it tells us in Numbers 14, verse 9, only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Do you not understand what the Lord is saying to you? To those that actually do, that actually take the Lord at his word, that what you see, it's like the Chinese, friends. They have a word, it's called crisis, and it has two meanings. One is opportunity, and one is danger. There's never been a greater time in American history, friends, than to stand up and try the very resources that God commands us, that we demand of him. When he said, call unto me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not, who was he talking to? He was talking to 86% of you that profess to be Christians. Who was he talking to? He was talking to 73% of those in government that profess to be Christians. He was saying, call unto me and I will answer. You have your eyes so focused on man that you fear the face of man and not the face of God. But I want to tell you something. When you keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12:2, you then and only then can say, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. And I want to tell you something. Moses knew it. Aaron knew it. Joshua knew it. Caleb knew it. And any other man of God, even in the present, that fears the Lord, a filial fear, not a diabolical fear, he has strong confidence in the Lord. Because the Lord makes his righteous bold. That means forward to danger. They look at the opposition before them as opportunities. He looks at the opposition from before him and the danger before him as opportunities. For another reason to see what the Lord will do on his behalf, if only he is willing to trust in the living God. Now let me go on here. The Lord said in verse 9, Numbers 14, only rebel not against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. Hey, friends, I want to tell you something. The 1.7% of the population that's being used today to destroy 325.7 million people in this country, which you are under judgment, America, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're more afraid that you're going to wake up to the fact that you are totally empowered. You are totally ready to stand if you are willing to stand. This is why they operate in a covert fashion, friends, because they're scared to death that you are going to trust the living God and act upon his commandments and bringing them to justice and judgments. Oh, how many people are going to be laughed at on that final day? How many people are going to look at the living God on that final day and the Lord's going to look at them and say, did you not know I was going to give you this. Did you not know I was going to do this on your behalf? Did you not know that if you would have obeyed me, this country would have never been given over to the hands of the enemy? Did you not know that even though your backs were up against the wall, that I was willing to show myself strong on your behalf? How many of you are going to stand before the Lord on that day and say, I wish I would have when I had the time to do it? Well, guess what? Joshua and the son of Nun and Moses and Aaron, they didn't wait. In the direst of situations, friends, and circumstances, they trusted in the living God. Now, I want you to listen to how the people responded to Joshua and Caleb and Moses and Aaron, okay, for believing in the living God. Verse 10, Numbers 14. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all of the children of Israel. In other words, God showed up on the scene to make sure that that was not going to happen. My ministry faces this constantly, friends. They think that they, because they have the ears of a reprobate, their hearts have not been circumcised by the Spirit of the living God. They're not in Christ. They're born of the flesh, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Instead of them realizing that they're already in the promised land, instead of them facing their God and repenting for their sins that put Jesus Christ upon the cross, they continuously and boldfacedly, friends, turn their shoulder to a living God and say, we will not be ruled by you. We will not be ruled by the King of heaven named Jesus Christ. Let's pick up stones and stone him. I want to tell you something, friends, first and foremost. I got the hat and I got the t-shirt. And I speak in fear of the Lord. That he is faithful. That he is not a man that he should lie. That he has and he will continue. What he started, he'll finish. What he has begun, he'll finish until the day of Jesus Christ. If he's the author of my faith, if he's the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith, as will he be my finisher of the faith that he has wrought within me. He is faithful who calleth you, who will also do it, who will empower you to overcome all odds. Read Psalm 27. Remember when King David said in Psalm 18, by my God, I'll leap over a wall. By my God, I'll go through a troop. The Lord will give me the necks of my enemies. The Lord is the lifter of my head. He'll set a table in the presence of my enemies. Where are the men of God? Because you're the ones that I'm speaking to. And if you think that you're not the one, you're probably the one. We need more Joshuas and Calebs. We need more Ruths. We need more men and women of God to stand up and trust the living God in these times. Hey, friends. To show the world that God is the God amongst the faithful. Because again, nowhere in Scripture, friends, can you find the Lord fail a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. You can't find it in Scripture. We're going to come back, friends, and we're going to be talking about learning the lesson where our forefathers drew the line. I'm going to go to the Declaration of Independence, and I want you to hear clearly for yourself what our forefathers said. Oh, no, you don't.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. KSA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Singer R. Kelly has walked out of a Chicago jail after a $161,000 child support payment was made on his behalf. Kelly was also charged last month with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse pertaining to four women, including three who are minors. His lawyer, Stephen Greenberg, on the explosive CBS interview this past week.
We're not going out there and doing interviews to taint a jury pool, to not taint a jury pool, to help a case, to not help a case. People can think whatever they want based on that. I can tell you that nobody who drew a judgment based on that interview is going to be on our jury and is going to be making the decision.
Tornado risks and severe storms are forecast across the South, but National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Lamer says it'll be over by Monday.
For the Monday morning commute, the low pressure system and cold front should be pushing off the East Coast, so the weather should be relatively quiet to start your Monday across most of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We are broadcasting live from Marshfield, Wisconsin. We are a part of the 2019 Ministry Expo and Conference. If you are in the five-state area, it begins at 6:30 tonight. It will also be going all day tomorrow. They're expecting thousands of people. We'll see what takes place here, but we would love to see it, and we would love to meet you. I break it open at 6:30 p.m. tonight. Again, if you want more information, go to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. The 2019 Ministry Expo and Conference is here. With that said, friends, we have been talking about, well, what a ministry like mine endures. And I want to tell you something. I'm here first and foremost to tell you that you have enemies that are within the camp. And I'm not talking about the people that profess to be Christians. I'm not talking about the people, friends, that profess to be good politicians. I'm talking about, friends, the leopard is in the land watching the cities. I'm telling you, they are within. You are being uprooted through a siege, little by little by little by little. But the remedy is found in what you do in dealing with them. And I want to tell you this, friends. Your enemies are scared to death, to the core, that you will blow open their covert operations. And I'm also here to tell you, friends, that they have been uncovered over and over and over and over again. And the reason that they are emboldened, the reason that they are advancing towards a new world order, is because the American people take it too lightly, and they go to the church or the whore or the hireling tells them that there's nothing we can do about it, but don't worry about it because Jesus is going to rapture you. It is unscriptural. Jesus said, occupy till I come. And the only reason they preach the rapture, friends, is because they want to be raptured from responsibility. And I want to tell you something, friends. They are the worst of men. If you're a part of a church like that, get out of it and read the Word of God and find out for yourself. I also want to tell you this, friends, that we are talking about learning the lessons where our forefathers drew the line. If you're expecting the bad guys, corrupt politicians, how does the deep state, as you call it, or you've been taught to call it, do what they do? They can't do anything that you don't allow the politicians to advance for them, because it's the politicians advancing the deep state on the behalf of those that you call the deep state. They can't do it without them, friends. It would expose them in such a magnitude that the American people would know right then and there that they are the bad guys. If you're expecting these criminal politicians who are violating your enumerated laws to correct themselves when acting out in such a criminal fashion, John 8:44, I'm here again to tell you that's just not going to happen. It is for we the people to take responsibility to right the wrongs. I want you to listen to what the third president, listen to what the third president of the United States of America said, Thomas Jefferson. In his words, when addressing corruption within a government capacity, he said, the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government, so let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. So why is it that the American forefathers and founders would draw up such a document as the Declaration of Independence? Why did they write that document, and why did they want us to learn the lessons from them as to how to deal with tyrants? Remember, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, to assume among the powers of the earth, to separate an equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Friends, they're just simply separating themselves from tyranny. And in America today, it's pretty simple. I've given you this quote 1,000 times, but listen, this was Senator John Glenn. He said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. And I love to come right behind it and say, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 commandments. Also take the time to read 1 Kings 18 when Ahab addressed the great prophet, that of Elijah. And notice what he said to him and how he added backwards. Our forefathers were in the right, friends, not the wrong. That's why we are to this day called the light of the world. Going on to the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right, your God-given right, of the people to alter or to abolish it. Hey, friends, we don't need a revolution. We need reformation. That's all. And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles, God-given, and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, you're very close to that, America. It is your right, said the third president of the United States of America. It is your duty to throw off such corrupt government, might I add, and to provide new guards for the future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king, the history of the corrupt administration after administration after administration after the administration in the United States of America, is nothing but a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And to prove this, the third president of the United States of America, along with Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, John Adams, said, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Let facts be submitted to a candid world. England engaged in a long train of abuses and usurpations against the colonies, the same way that the American government today is operating out of their scope of authority. As a matter of fact, much of what you're seeing, friends, and I'm not embellishing that fact, but much of what you're seeing today, friends, is unconstitutional. Where do you want to start with that? I said much of what's happening in this country, friends, they're trying to disarm you now. They're blatantly trying to disarm you. They are empowering those that have no lawful standing in government positions in the United States of America. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. The King of England refused to comply, assent to necessary colonial laws. Did you hear what they said, friends? Refused to assent to necessary colonial laws. Dissolved colonial legislatures. They didn't want the people involved in government because they knew that they would resist. Prevented immigration to colonies, friends, lawfully, not illegally. Made administration colonies of colonial justice impossible by controlling judges and refusing to approve needed laws. Is that what's happening today, friends? Let me say it again. Our forefathers threw off the king because of made administration colonies of colonial justice impossible by controlling judges and refusing to approve needed laws. They appointed bureaucrats to harass colonial population. Do you see this through many agencies that have been contrived by corrupt politicians in the United States of America? Harassing you, friends? Bureaucrats harassing you unlawfully and unconstitutionally? It's happening all day long. Keeping standing armies in colonies, not subject to control of colonial government. Nope. The tyrant king wanted absolute control over all of their lives. Cutting off colonial trade with the rest of the world. Taxation without representation. Friends, listen to what they just said. Taxation without representation. How many of these laws have been passed behind closed doors? Friends, you don't even know. You get your check and you get a portion of your taxes taken out of your check, and then you go to the gas station and then you have to pay gas tax for that. And then you got to go to the store and pay tax for your groceries and tax for your clothes, regardless of what state you're in. And then you have to pay tax for your plane tickets or your train tickets or your bus tickets. And then you got to pay a tax on this and a tax on that. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. How much of that money do you get to keep, America? And yet what we're seeing today in America and how far you've allowed them to go is that they have illegally taken your money and reallocated it to programs such as welfare, to the allurement of illegals from the Middle East into the United States of America, even paying for their school, allowing corrupt politicians to not only allure them into the United States of America, but now they are, like in Virginia, which just made national news yesterday, friends, they're removing the white and black populations out of Virginia because they're expecting Syrian Muslims to come in the number of 320. Then they're going to put them on cash welfare, like 93% of those that come from Muslim nations are on today, cash welfare, 93%. That's where your tax dollars are going, friends. Did you allocate that? Did you delegate that? And, friends, that's not all. They're also taking your tax dollars, friends, and they're making you pay for abortion to Planned Parenthood, which is nothing more or less than blood money, friends, mob money. And they're using those organizations to funnel money through to support themselves to stay in power. See, this, hey, friends, let me say it this way. Every step of the way, you are funding your own demise if you are tolerating this. But these are the usurpations from the king across the pond over 242 years ago. Did they put up with it? No. I'm reading the reasons, the usurpations, the long train of abuses by the tyrant that would not be ruled by God across the sea. And these are the lessons that we're to learn from our forefathers, what not to put up with. And oh, America, America, how far you have surpassed the tolerance of our forefathers, who every step of the way held out an olive branch, but they were continuously refused. Their backs were turned upon them. So our forefathers stood up and said, we appeal to heaven. We have no king but King Jesus. Lord, we need you to show up on our behalf. And it's exactly what he did. We're broadcasting live from Marshfield.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Marshfield, Wisconsin. Also wanted to let you know that, again, 2019 Ministry Expo in Marshfield, Wisconsin starts at 6:30 tonight. I will be kicking it off, and I'll also be speaking tomorrow as well. Dan Fisher, Coach Dave Davenmeyer, and others will be there. With that said, friends, again, if you're in the five-state area, do come and visit us. If you need more information, go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the 2019 Ministry Expo and Conference. Last segment. And we are talking about learning the lesson where our forefathers drew the line. And we're just sharing with you, friends, what our forefathers didn't put up with through the Declaration of Independence. Taxation without representation was the last thing we were talking about. Did you agree, America? I just want to know. Did you agree to allow your representatives, did you give them, again, and I'm going to keep saying this, did you give them delegated authority to take your tax dollars and to pay for, by force, mandating that you pay for abortion, the murder of the innocent in the womb? Because that's what they're doing. Because that's what they're doing, friends. And I want to reiterate the point. These are the same people that are trying to disarm you the same way that the tyrant King George tried to disarm the forefathers. And for those that didn't know, in many ways, that's what sparked, friends, the Revolutionary War. That was the last step concerning the usurpations, the assaults committed by the king concerning our forefathers. It's where they drew the line and they said no more. It's happening today, incrementally, little by little, America. They're trying to disarm you. And do you see what they're doing through force to the taxation process, friends? Making you pay for the things that you're paying for that you never gave them the authority to pay for or to allocate your taxes to? But yet they do it anyways, friends, without your approval, without your consent? And I love the word delegation because, again, we never gave them that authority to do it. So why are they doing it? Because the American people are putting up with it. There's nobody else to blame. There's nobody else to lay the responsibility to, friends, outside of the people that are responsible for tolerating the crimes of those that work for you. And again, there is no better way to say it. I actually have a post right here, friends. The original assault rifle in 1774, government bans sale in 1774. 1775, government orders confiscation. In 1776, there was a revolution. Why is your government and the media hand in glove creating civil war? Well, this is what communists do. Oh, by the way, this is one of the usurpations and the crimes that were laid to the feet of the king across the pond concerning our forefathers. Hey, friends, he incited insurrection continuously and Indian warfare against the colonies. I shared with you yesterday how Adolf Hitler used the Muslims to do his biddings for him. Well, guess what? It's happening in America today. Well, some may say, well, Bradley, that's just way out there. Well, we'll see. Hey, friends, you know the difference between me and others when they shoot from the hip? The difference is I know I'm right because I can see the writing on the wall because I've studied the past, and I'm giving you the word, not my opinion. But did you know that the king incited domestic insurrection and Indian warfare against the colonies? Wow, I didn't know that. No, they even called on these mercenaries, friends, that were barbaric in so many different ways that showed no respect for the young or the old. Oh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it, America, in the present? Did you also know that the king, the tyrant King George, he denied our forefathers' trial by jury. How many political prisoners are in jail today for something that they did wrong? Probably not a one. But why are they behind closed doors? Because they only shut up the ones that can do the damage, friends. And that's why they're continuously harassing my ministry. Did you also know that the tyrant King George was known for transporting colonists, for trial in England, fatiguing them into compliance? Did you also know that they also created false charges against the colonies, the colonists? And then they would try to barter their way and having them turn against their own brothers, to kill their own brothers. By the way, you're seeing many cops today do the same things. And I got to say this, friends. Nobody's destroying America except ourselves. And our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. When we have our own people warring against our own people, you know there's something wrong. But they're shows you how effective the CIA-controlled media has been against the American people, because the American people aren't thinking for themselves. And by the way, that's why I continuously say it's got to be a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're supposed to be our brother's keeper. We're supposed to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. That all takes place before God and then man. And when we come to terms with what's really happening concerning the spiritual world, then maybe we'll begin to behave in a different way, but not until then. And some are going to have to learn on the Day of Judgment. Did you know that the tyrant King George also abrogated English common law? Did you also know that he was taking colonists captive on the high sea? He was stealing these men away. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This was all to be pushed in concerning the last hour, in which was allotted to us. Friends, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Look at you've accepted over and over and over again, politicians, corrupt politicians, being busted in scandal after scandal. And they're still out there doing the same thing, committing the act of treason. Why? Because the American people, we the people, refuses to read Article 2, Section 4, refuses to read Article 3, Section 3, and to enforce it. Why? Because they want to stand back, and they want someone else to do for them what God has commanded them, each and every one of us, to do. The law applies to all of us. The conclusion of our forefathers was to call the king for who he was. He was unfit to be a ruler of a free people. Look at today's administration, friends. He doesn't even know what the Constitution says. He acts outside of his scope of authority, as have the preceding administrations for decades, for generations, friends. The colonists' effort to resolve grievances peaceably went unheeded. Are you being heard, America? Or are you being suppressed? If you look to the usurpations and transgressions of the king that would not be ruled by God, you can clearly see that Americans today have again far surpassed that which our forefathers tolerated. And in response, they declared, these United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states. These are the words of your forefathers, America. From what? Tyranny. From tyranny that is at work today. They had a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. And to further solidify the point, in 1776, a short time after the Declaration of Independence was adopted, the same committee that was assigned to draft the text of the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, were also assigned to design an official seal for the United States of America. Benjamin Franklin's proposal is preserved in a note in his own handwriting. You ready for this? So when I was talking about Numbers 14, I'm taking it to the present, and I'm taking it to the same God. Ben Franklin said, Moses standing on the shore. This is the design of an official seal for the United States of America. Moses standing on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, who is sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, and raised from a pillar of fire in the clouds, reaching to Moses to express that he acts by the command of the deity. The motto inscribed on the seal was, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the first committee's design for the great seal. And John Adams went right behind him, described Thomas Jefferson's depiction of the great seal, and this is what he said. Mr. Jefferson proposed the children of Israel in the wilderness, led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And on the other hand, Hengst and Horsa, the sanctioned chiefs, from whom we claim the honor of being descended and whose political principles and forms of government we have assumed. So therefore, we can see clearly that King George was not ruled by God the same way we see the American government and representation acting in such a fashion.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.